I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's look at some of the second half standouts from 2021 and if we buy it or we sell it right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Adam Azer with Jamie Eisenberg. We're going to start with Rashad Penny. In his I'm going to even include the San Francisco game for Penny, which was week 13. It was 10 carries for 35 yards. Then he went berserk. But even if you include that game, he was the number two running back in full PPR over the last six games with only six catches. And he averaged 6.9 yards per carry. He was unbelievable, Jamie. Rashad Penny in that stretch had four games with 135 or more rushing yards. Spectacular stuff. How much are you buying it? I know he's a free agent, but just in general, how much are you buying Rashad Penny?
4 years ago, NFL draft night, I knew 4 years later he would finally deliver on the promise that the Seahawks invested in him. He's a free agent, you know, so it's hard to say. So if he, let's just say he comes back to Seattle and Chris Carson is his competition coming off of the neck injury that he dealt with, then I think you buy Rashad Penny. Going to a different team doesn't always work out so well for running backs when they switch teams, especially with such a limited sample size. So I'd probably be selling Rashad Penny in that scenario. It just depends on where he would end up. So too many variables, I think. But if he does come back to Seattle and it is all systems go, status quo, Carson, the competition, then I would buy it.
As what, maybe a fourth round pick in PPR?
I will not spend a fourth round pick on Rashad Penny. Probably the earliest I would buy into him would be somewhere in the middle of round five or round six. He'll probably be gone by that point. But, you know, I just think it depends. You know, if Carson is back and ready to go, then it's a tougher sell. If Carson is still, we hope he's going to return, optimistic Pete Carroll, then I think you'd get a little bit more excited about Rashad Penny in that scenario.
All right, in that same time frame, the last six games of the season, Devin Singletary was the number six running back in full PPR. He ended the regular season with five straight games with 78 or more total yards. He was involved in the passing game in the playoffs. He had the real playoffs. He had seven catches in two games, had one very good game against the Patriots and not so much against the Chiefs. But he really, bottom line is he took over as the lead running back, no question about it, for the Bills. So what do you think about that?
I want to buy it. I really do. You know, I want Buffalo to lean on him, make him their guy, put Zach Moss in the reserve role, bring in another, you know, veteran, break glass type, you know, break glass in emergency situation type of guy like a Matt Breida. And so let Singletary kind of, you know, blossom a little bit. You know, we've seen flashes of this from him when, you know, certainly Zach Moss has missed time over the last couple of seasons. But this was the first time that they fully committed to him with a healthy Zach Moss, making Moss a healthy scratch for several of those games down the stretch. And so I like the setup for Devin Singletary. Now, I think it's all a matter of, you know, putting in perspective, is he going to be a difference-making type of league-winning fantasy running back? Probably not, but can he be a serviceable number two guy? Absolutely, for sure, if this is the same, you know, setup. So he's somebody I would be buying in the round four range.
Okay, in that same time stretch, those six games, Amon-Ra St. Brown had two more targets than Cooper Kupp. He had two fewer catches than Cooper Kupp. He had one fewer touchdown. He had 150 fewer yards. But he was the number two wide receiver in fantasy in that stretch. He averaged almost 21 PPR fantasy points per game. Amon-Ra St. Brown had 10 to 12 targets in six straight games, eight or more catches in six straight games, and a touchdown in five of those six games. He was unbelievable. What did you make of that for St. Brown?
Yeah, I mean, Adam, you know, you go back to the NFL draft. This was a guy that I liked coming into the situation. You know, no dominant receiver there. We liked TJ Hockenson. We liked DeAndre Swift, but the receiving core was very bare. And then he took advantage of it down the stretch. You know, so did something click with Jared Goff? Was it the, you know, changing of the play calling from, you know, Anthony Lynn to Dan Campbell? Or was it just him getting it? And I think it's, you know, probably a lot of those factors, you know, coming into play with St. Brown. The thing that you got to see is what do they do to enhance his receiving corps? Because they have to. You know, I mean, you know, Tyrell Williams failed. Khalif Raymond, you know, these other guys that they had there or tried to use just didn't materialize. And so, you know, I think St. Brown is going to be probably the 1A or the 2 as opposed to really the lead receiver there eventually. But for 2022, he's going to enter the season in that regard unless they make a splashy free agent signing. And so I think if you put his, you know, draft value and context in the right perspective, you know, this is a guy you can draft as, I think, a low end number two receiver, certainly better in PPR than non-PPR, but there's a lot to love about the way that he finished his rookie season.
So in a PPR draft, would you take Rashad Penny or Amon-Ra St. Brown first?
I would probably take Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay. All right, we got a lot more guys to talk about. We'll do that on the full-length show on Tuesday on Fantasy Football Today. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5.